Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to getting out of survival mode and straight into thrive mode. Today, we're tackling a topic that's near and dear to my heart, self-care. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-care? Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Well, while those are certainly part of the equation, it's so much more than that. Self-care is about actively prioritizing your well-being, both mentally and physically, because let's face it, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? Think about it. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with demands, deadlines, and distractions. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to take care of ourselves. We push through exhaustion, ignore our needs, and end up feeling burned out and depleted. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to tackle whatever life throws your way. So, how do we actually make self-care a priority? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you shift from survival mode to thrive mode. First up, define what self-care means for you. It's not about following trends or comparing yourself to others. Think about what truly nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Maybe it's hitting the gym, reading a good book, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate. Next, schedule it into your day. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar and stick to it as much as possible. Even small pockets of time can make a difference. Think about it. Could you squeeze in a quick walk during your lunch break or dedicate 10 minutes before bed for some relaxing stretches? Those little moments add up. Third, learn to say no. You don't have to please everyone all the time. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. When someone asks you to do something that drains your energy or takes away from your self-care time, politely decline. Remember, your well-being is non-negotiable. Now, be kind to yourself. We all have bad days, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day of self-care or slip up on your goals. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Progress, not perfection, is the key here. Lastly, celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and celebrate your achievements in prioritizing self-care. Give yourself a pat on the back for taking care of yourself. Remember, every step you take towards better well-being is a victory worth celebrating. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly putting everyone else's needs before your own? I remember feeling that way all too often. My to-do list was a mile long, my energy levels were constantly depleted, and I felt like I was drowning in a sea of responsibilities. It wasn't until I finally made a conscious decision to prioritize self-care that things started to change. I realized that taking care of myself wasn't just about feeling good. It was about being able to show up fully for the people and things I cared about most. So, I started incorporating small but impactful self-care practices into my daily routine. A morning walk, an evening yoga session, mindful breathing exercises throughout the day. And you know what? It made a world of difference. I had more energy, I was more focused, and I felt a renewed sense of joy and fulfillment. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing your well-being, you're not just taking care of yourself, you're investing in your future happiness, success, and overall quality of life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards thriving. Start by scheduling 30 minutes today for something you truly enjoy. Read a chapter of that book you've been meaning to start, take a relaxing bath, or simply sit in silence and appreciate the present moment. Trust me, your mind and body will thank you for it. Keep up the great work, everyone. And remember, I'm always here cheering you on. Catch you in the next episode of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.